Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Banyak hal yang dapat menyebabkan ditundanya peluncuran sebuah film. Tak terkecuali film yang dibintangi nama-nama besar Hollywood. Seperti film yang akhirnya diluncurkan di akhir bulan Oktober yang lalu, setelah mundur sekitar 2 tahun dari jadwal seharusnya. Padahal premier film ini sudah dilakukan pada tahun 2017. Dibintangi Benedict Cumberbatch, Tom Holland, Terrence Middleton, dan Michael Shannon, berjudul The Current War.
Thomas Alva Edison. My boys and I caught in a jar what before now has only flashed across the night sky.
The future is here.
Hello, I'm George Westinghouse.
Nikola Tesla.
I will be the greatest provider of electrical power in the world. Better than Edison.
The Current War diangkat dari kisah nyata mengenai persaingan dua ilmuwan terkenal di abad ke-19, Thomas Alva Edison dan George Westinghouse, dalam menentukan sistem listrik ciptaan siapa yang nantinya akan menguasai dunia modern. Film ini diputar pertama kali di Toronto International Film Festival pada tahun 2017 dan rencananya segera diluncurkan untuk umum pada tahun yang sama oleh perusahaan milik produser ternama Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein, yang juga menjadi produser film ini. Tapi tertunda lama setelah berbagai tuduhan pelecehan seksual ditujukan pada Harvey yang membuat perusahaannya itu juga jatuh bangkrut. Setelah dialihkan ke perusahaan lain, akhirnya diluncurkan juga film ini untuk umum. Benedict Cumberbatch pun merasa sangat lega.
When you work on a film for months, years in some cases, you want it to have a life. You want it to, you know, have some kind of recognition of the collaborative forces that went into making something, and it belongs to a lot of people. No more so than Michael Mitnick, who wrote the original script, and Alfonso. So it's just good to be at the end of this journey and finally have something that Alfonso is thrilled to be showing as his film.
Sementara bagi sutradaranya, Alfonso Gomez, ditundanya penayangan film ini malah memberikan keuntungan tersendiri karena dia memiliki kesempatan untuk melakukan penyempurnaan sebelum diputar untuk umum, termasuk dengan menambah beberapa scene baru.
I had the gift of time. And the opportunity to shoot new scenes and to actually give it the shape that it deserved and the time that the actors that I needed in editorial to finesse the performances that are beautiful actors had given me. So a combination with that and a new score, we added 5 scenes, but it's still 10 minutes shorter. And now it's at its shape, it has the shape that the themes and it really kind of expresses what I want and is the reason why I wanted to make the movie to begin with. And sometimes you lose your way, but I had the gift of finding my way back.
Perubahan ini juga dirasakan oleh Michael Shannon yang sempat merasa film ini jadi seperti film baru yang berbeda dari ketika diputar secara perdana di festival film di Toronto.
It feels almost like a different film, not an entirely different film, but we did lots of additional photography. Had new scenes, the cut was very different, and it feels like this is the version that was always meant to be seen. So it's really exciting that we were all able to come together and be available to do that.
Our future's not going to be paved with bricks, but with copper.
I have the better system. Westinghouse Electric shall endure.
A city of light.
I built it already in my imagination, and it is perfect.
There is a possibility you'll be putting in jeopardy the lives of 28 million people.
Tonight, things could change.
Should we go for a ride?
3, 2, 1.
Only one man would rise.
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Berita menarik, terkini dan terpercaya, ikuti kami di Twitter @VOAIndonesia. VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Dania Iman dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Jangan lupa ikuti terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Juga ikuti kami di akun media sosial VOA di Instagram, YouTube dan juga Facebook @VOAIndonesia. Baiklah, saya pamit dulu dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman. Success with you all the way. Bye.